the cost of going to college has risen steadily over the years. According to the nonprofit College Board, tuition and fees at the average four-year public university today cost more than three times what they did in 1980, adjusted for inflation. For students who may also be commuting to a school or raising a family, that could put them in a position of taking on more loan debt or dropping out of school altogether. University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee is aiming to help students struggling with the everyday costs with the new UWM Emergency Grant. Low-income students can apply for a one-time grant of $1,000 to help with things like rent, medical expenses, and other financial stressors outside the classroom. Rebecca Freer is the Interim Dean of Students at UW-Milwaukee. Becky, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, can you give us the details of this emergency grant program? How does it work? Who qualifies for it?
Yeah, so this program is available to undergraduate students who are qualified as low income. And so this means that they are either eligible for a Pell Grant or slightly above a Pell Grant, which is a federal grant for students who have low incomes. So for students who have an estimated family contribution that should pay for college of $7,000 or less, they can apply for the grant. And as long as they have an unforeseen emergency, so maybe they... For example, our most recent grant we just distributed to a victim of Hurricane Harvey who was having trouble getting back to her job and couldn't pay her rent. And so we helped her pay for rent in order to come back to school. So they just apply by the Dean of Students Office or by visiting our website and linking to our emergency grant.
And I think when people think of the cost of college, they obviously, or I obviously, think of tuition and maybe books and things like that. This grant seems to be recognizing that there are a lot of other costs that could end up affecting college attendance. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So one of the things that I found is that our students, you know, when they're figuring out where they want to attend college, they're really price conscious. They're looking at the cost of the institution, how much it's going to cost for them to live on campus or at home, and they're trying to find an institution that is affordable. Oftentimes, they're also counting that they're going to work 20 hours a week or that they'll be able to work full-time over breaks and that they won't have any financial or medical emergencies or any job loss or anything like that. And so they're just making it when they attend school. But when something else happens that comes up, oftentimes those unexpected expenses or the everyday eating, how to spend money on a college campus. Are you going out to eat or are you able to go grocery shopping? Some of those expenses can add up really quickly, and their students just aren't anticipating them. And when they do get them, they often don't have any options. And so sometimes they withdraw or drop out for a little bit until they can get their lives back in order and afford rent or their car bill or whatnot.
How did this program get started in the first place?
Well, you know, this past year was the very first time that grants were available for four-year institutions through Great Lakes, who is a financial aid loan distributor and a philanthropy company that is based in Wisconsin. And so when Great Lakes opened this opportunity, we applied. And we were able to apply because we already started building our infrastructure here at UWM. About 3 years ago, we had a student who had substantial financial emergency to the point where we were able to find a private donor to help award her money to pay off a past balance that financial aid was not eligible to cover. This helped her come back to school. And after she came back to school and was successful and recently graduated, that private donor then wanted to help more students. And so she gave the campus money to be able to distribute to students who had financial emergencies. And so with that grant, we were able to build the infrastructure to figure out how to get all the teams on campus the ability to award money really quickly to students when they're in a state of crisis. With that, we applied for this wonderful grant, and then we got it. And so now we're really excited because we expect to be able to help anywhere from 500 to 1,000 students this year.
Talk about some of the students who are served by UW-Milwaukee who might be in this category, maybe low-income, people who would be hard-pressed to pay for college and all the associated expenses.
Yeah, you know, often there's a misnomer that, you know, students who attend college, they might have middle or upper middle class backgrounds, they might have more stable financial footing. But among UWM students, 42% of our undergraduate students are Pell eligible, meaning they are low-income students. Some of them might have kids themselves, they might have parents that they're looking after. Some of them might be adults who are saving up everything they can to return to school in order to have a better job. And then many of our students are first generation. That means neither their parents attended college, and so they're trying to figure out what all the costs of college are, why they're navigating it, and they're often the students that are most in need of this grant.
We're talking to Rebecca Freer, Interim Dean of Students at UW-Milwaukee, looking at an emergency grant program aimed at helping mainly low-income students stay in college, even after a financial emergency that might force them to drop out. You've done some research into low-income college students, what drives them and what it takes to help them succeed. What kind of things did you learn?
In my research, I learned that I learned that automatically, our students from low-income backgrounds, they desperately want to have a successful life and to provide for themselves. They, especially if they're from low-income backgrounds and they see their parents struggle, they're trying to figure out a way to give back to their communities, to help their families be successful, and to help themselves be stress or worry-free. But what I found is that, they might not know a whole lot about what it is like to attend college, what the cost of books are like, how to fit into a given day, what it's like to travel from class to class, plus go to a campus job, plus take care of a sibling or a child. And then while they're doing all of these things, when do you have time to eat? When do you have time to go to the grocery store? And how do you do that? Because sometimes our students are also living on their own for the first time. And so they might be trying to figure out how to pay for all of these things, how to live on their own, how to take care of themselves, and how to study, make new friends. And so everything in their lives can transition. And the cost of college can be something that's very daunting. And if they have a family that can't support them, or maybe they don't have a family, or maybe their family doesn't have a lot of funds, they don't want to ask them for that help. And so a lot of times they'll just do without and try to make it. And sometimes they'll go without their resources, their books, without eating, just to make it. This past year, we did a survey on food insecurity among our college students, and we found that 50% of our students who took this survey reported that they went for at least one time during the year without eating for an entire day. And of that, a very high percentage, over 80%, reported that they did it within a month of taking the survey. And so we know it's happening a lot. We know our students are doing without more so than perhaps what they've ever had to do than they've ever had to do in the past. And what we wanted to help them do is to minimize some of that burden so that we can take their drive and their commitment to their community and their passion for success and their problem-solving nature and helping them thrive by using all those skills to be excellent students and then to give back once they graduate.
Another stereotype that pops into the head about a college student is they're living on campus in a dorm, but in reality, at a lot of schools, they're commuting, they're driving there, and this might be a case where a few hundred dollar car repair can derail their college career. Is that part of what the emergency grant is intended for, too?
Absolutely. In fact, so last week we just started awarding this particular grant, and of the three we awarded, two of them were for helping students with their car expenses so that they could commute to school again. Other things that we help students with are, let's say they have an unforeseen medical emergency and they don't know how to pay for those bills. Sometimes the student may lose a job, and it's not so much that the job loss that we'd help cover paying for their wages, but we would help cover their utilities or their rent until they got back on their feet. And so some of those are the expenses that we would most commonly see.
Do you know of other campuses in Wisconsin or elsewhere that do this sort of thing?
There's a number of campuses that have been awarded the grant this year. I know Green Bay has, Edgewood College, and quite a few others have. I do apologize, I don't have it quite off the top of my head, but I know about all in all, I think about 32 universities or colleges received the grant this year in the region of about 5 or 6 states.
And briefly, as we wrap up, what would success look like for this program?
Success for this program would be more students graduating and coming back year to year. Ultimately, we want students to graduate and then give back to their communities.
And for UWM students listening anyway, where would they go to find out more info?
You would go to the UWM Dean of Students website. It's uwm.edu/deanofstudents, and you'll be able to click right on Emergency Grant and apply.
Becky, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Rebecca Freer, Interim Dean of Students at UW-Milwaukee, talking about an emergency grant the school is making available for low-income students struggling with the costs of college. If you're at another campus that might have that program, I imagine you could check with your local Dean of Students office there as well.